Om chanting. So we revised yesterday's Avyakta Murli. That was the recorded Murli of 18th February 2008. Long time ago, from India, there was one person, Bodhidharma. He was the first person to carry the message of Buddha to the Eastern world, or you can say China and the neighboring countries. So, when he stayed in China for about few years, for about 9 years, I suppose, and then when he came back to India, after having done his work, he wanted to appoint somebody who would look after all his activities after him. So he had 4 disciples, and he called all of those 4 disciples and told them, just summarize Buddha's teaching in one sentence. See, the first one came ahead and he said, the crux of Buddha's teaching is compassion. Unless and until you have compassion, karuna, you cannot do any world service. So Bodhidharma says, you are my bones. Then the second disciple comes ahead and he says, the crux of Buddha's teaching is meditation. Unless and until you meditate, unless and until your mind becomes calm, free of all desires and imaginations and those vrittis, you cannot attain the perfection or Buddhahood or enlightenment. So Bodhidharma says, you are my flesh. The third disciple comes ahead and he says, the crux of Buddha's teaching is absolute silence. Unless and until you become silence, you cannot attain the ultimate. The Bodhidharma says, you are my marrow. Marrow is something which is inside the bones. And he says to him, what was even the need to say then? If the crux of his Buddha's teaching is absolute silence, why did you say it? So third disciple comes ahead and Bodhidharma asks him, what is the crux of Buddha's teaching? And he doesn't say anything. He is calm. He is quiet. He falls at his feet. There are no words. Words are lost. He says, I am asking you, what is the crux of Buddha's teaching? And tears starts rolling down his eyes. What to say? There is not even a need to say that it is silence. And the Bodhidharma says, yes, it's you who is me. Who will look after me? Who will look after this entire Dhamma or Dharma of Buddha after me? So first person said something which is related to us, some virtue, that is compassion. Second said it is meditation. Third person even said it, but the fourth one did not say anything. He was absolutely calm. He was absolutely quiet. So that quietness is the crux of religion. The crux of the story, or the moral of the story, is that Bodhidharma judged that this is the man of silence. When you go ahead in spirituality, words fall down. You enter the world free of words. All words bring you down. The world which is free of words, that stage of Nirvana is the ultimate. Yesterday's Murli, as I was listening to Bab Dada yesterday, I was seeing how calm and how quiet he is. Only he can talk in this manner, in this fashion. Look at his calmness of his face. So unhurried. So quiet. No hurry as if. Only this ocean of silence can talk on the power of silence. We can always talk, but then we are drowned in words. Only a being who is the embodiment of silence can speak of silence. He is the ocean of silence. That's why each and every word he was speaking was so much filled with silence. So Baba has given a very good homework yesterday to spread the wave of power of silence in the world. To spread the wave of silence, of power of silence in the world. The Murli starts with world transformation. Baba is saying that Baba is world transformer. Baba is world transformer. And who are you? You are the lamps of hopes of that world transformer. You are the lamps of hopes of that world transforming. This is Baba is using a very figurative language. This is figure of speech. Whatever hopes he has, it's you who are going to fulfill those hopes. And Baba says that he loves you a lot. You children love Baba a lot, but Baba loves you multi-million times more. And his love is unconditional. That even if the instrument is not in a very good state, still Father has come to meet his children. And then Baba is talking about the condition of this world. What is happening in this world? There are three different authorities in this world. Baba has divided the world. One is politics, authority of politics. Another is authority of religion, authority of science. Baba has expanded about authority of science. He didn't speak anything about politics or of religion. But at one place he said that the worldly people are looking after religious gurus for peace. But there is utter peacelessness and utter sorrow in this world. The situation of the world is very, very delicate. The situation of the world is very much delicate. Everything is going into extremes. Sorrow, unhappiness, extreme, delicate situation. And all the three authorities, there is upheaval. Haljal. Upheaval in all the three authorities. What is the upheaval in religion? What is the haljal in religion? This is my religion is the best, your religion is not that good. Then, my religion, my God, my custom, yuck. Superiority is there. We are right. You are wrong. Thou art holier than thou attitude. In English there is one word, holier and holier than thou. Means I am holier than you attitude. So that attitude is there in religion. Religion there are clashes. Religion there is every religion, there is a lot of hypocrisy, pretension, deception in most of the religions. You study the religion, Baba said that once upon a time these all religions were so strong, so satoprata, but now all religions have degraded. All religions have degraded. There is no power in any religion. They are fighting amongst themselves. There are clashes, fanaticism, bigotry. Everything is there, communalism, everything is there in the religion. Each religion is again divided into so many branches. So, there is utter chaos and anarchy in all the religions at present. So, such a religion cannot bring world transformation. Everybody is asking, everybody is looking at whom? Baba is asking, who will bring this world transformation? They are eager, they are anxious, they want to know who are those world transformers. Because they are powerless, totally impotent to bring out this a new culture, a new religion, a new beginning. It's not possible for these religions. They have lost their original powers. All religions are absolutely, absolutely powerless. You go to any corner of the world, you will not find any religion which is very strong. Or, if religions are strong, but what about those people? Those priests, those imams, those Shankaracharyas, those Tirthankars, those Buddhas who are there at present. They have lost the way. Popes have not understood what Christ said. Christ said something else. They are interpreting. They have understood in a different light. And they are expounding it in a different way. So, there is a total anarchy in the world of religion. Second is, world of science. The world of science, Baba said, matter. Matter was once upon a time. This Prakriti was very strong once upon a time. In the beginning, now it is not. So matter has deteriorated. It doesn't obey. It doesn't matter. Even they say, now it has to come. It has to come. Right now we have, two patients admitted with us. Two or three. One is a young girl. She is a BK. And she suffers from some disorder that is known as dystonia. She can't speak. She has come to our hospital for speech therapy. So she is now learning to speak. And she is a BK, very strong BK. She writes with her feet. She is a clerk in some hospital, in some office in Andhra Pradesh. So we have advanced so much in science, but look at the conditions, look at the diseases. That is a young girl. She works as a clerk. She writes with her feet. And she can't speak. She suffers from a dystonia. She had typhoid in childhood, and after that her speech was gone. It's arthria. Difficult, very difficult for her to speak. For she is learning that A, E, like that she is learning in the hospital. There is yet another girl, very young girl from Holland, who is with us in hospital. She suffers from a very, very rare disorder, Takayasu disease. So science has advanced so much, but we can't do anything for this. There is yet another brother from here only, from Abu only, who suffers from a deadliest cancer, brain tumor. We can't do anything for him. We have to see him dying in front of our eyes. There are other patients who are having chronic psychiatric disorders, who are having terminal lung conditions, who are admitted in the hospital from long time. We are advancing every day in science, but what are we doing with these conditions? We aren't doing anything with this because we are powerless, we don't know. Prakriti has become so tamopradhan, matter is totally degraded. So, science, though I just told about one science, that is medical science, there are so many others also. Third is, politics, not to speak of it. So many politics, so many parties, hardly you will see that one political party is praising another political party. The very basis of their speech is to oppose, to criticize, to cast aspersions on other parties. This is what they do. After the First World War, there is an imaginary joke, you can say, after the First World War, three powers of the world were called in front of God. First was Americans. Americans was asked by God, do you have any wish? Americans said, destroy this Russia. That is our ultimate wish. If you can do that, nothing greater than this. God asked Russia, what is your wish? Russia said, this American, just destroy them. We don't want, the face of America should be annihilated from this world. Just do this for us. If you want to at all give any blessing to us, this is the only blessing we want. Britain was asked, what do you wish? Britain says, I don't want anything at all. God was rather pleased that he doesn't want anything. Just fulfill their wishes. That's it. You can fulfill the wishes of Russia and wishes of America. We are happy. So that is what is politics about. Political mind is an ambitious mind. It wants something or other. They want something or other so that they are making the rounds in the news. They should be on the headlines always. Something or other. Even if it is something wrong, but still it doesn't matter to them. They want to remain on the front page of the paper. So that is the political. So all the three authorities, upheaval. Baba said, only one power, only one authority is there which can bring about the world transformation. And what is that power? On that power only you have. And that power is power of silence. So the homework is, spread this power of silence. Spread the vibration of power of silence. Have you accumulated that much power of silence? Now this is the checking point. Throughout the work, during your karma yoga, are you accumulated? How much power of silence you have accumulated? Check that. Even while you speak, how much power of silence you are accumulating? Baba has talked about three powers. Power of silence, power of touching and power of catching. Power of silence, power of touching, power of catching. You will have these powers, but only thing is that unless and until your mind, your heart, mind and heart becomes clean and clear, then only you will get Father's touching, because spiritual power, adhyatmic power, spiritual power and Baba's directions, these are the only things that will help the world, that will do the task. Otherwise, this world is not going to be saved. So, what you should have? Touching power. And catching power and silence power. What is the difference between touching and catching power? Touching. In next Sunday's Murli, double foreigners have asked some questions to Bab Dada. Question number 2. They have asked, how will we know that during yoga we get some touchings? How will we know whether they are Bab Dada's touching or my own touching? This is the question double foreigners have asked. So what is the answer? How will you know, Ashish Bhai, that this is your touching or Bab Dada's touching? Baba has asked this, double foreigners have asked this question to Baba. So what is Baba's answer? How will you know? Question number 2, next Sunday's Murli. How will you know? I can say, yes, Baba has given me this touching. do this. Baba has told me that I need a car. Please give. Baba has given me the touching. I had a dream at night. I had a dream that I am traveling here and there. Please allow me. Baba has given me touching. Nay, three points. Very, very strong question. Very, very strong answer Baba has given. First answer. You should write this answer. First answer is that, how to distinguish whether it is Baba's touching or your own touching? First answer is, Baba's touching would be always very, very powerful. More powerful than your own power. His touching would be very powerful. You will feel that, yes, this is beyond me. I am not this. It's even beyond my thinking, imagination and mind. It is Baba's touching means it is very powerful. Second, if it is Baba's touching, you will always get success in that. You will always get success. Second point is about success. It is not possible that you get some touching and you don't get... You say, okay, it's my Baba has touched me and I do that work and I fail. How is that? That means it was not Baba's touching. Third, when it is Baba's touching, it is very clean and clear. Very, very clear. Do this. When these three things are there, consider this is Baba's touching. Otherwise, it is something, mixture or some concoction of your own mind. It is your own tall tales or fairy tale. So you have something like that. So it's not Baba's touching. When these three things are there, first, powerful, second, success, and third, clarity. It is very clear. When these three things are there, no, it is Baba's touching. So Baba saying touching power, catching power, and silence power. Spread this. For this, you need a clean and clear heart. And this heart should be free from what thing? Negativity. Negativity for any soul of the world. This was a little difficult task. Negativity for any situation. Negativity for your service companion. Sati. Seva. Seva Sati. Your companion, any soul of the world, and any situation when your mind is not negative about these three things, that time your heart is clean and clear. And you have to do this practice for a long period of time. It's not all of a sudden it will come. Extended period of practice is required for this. Cleaning the heart, checking yourself. Cleaning the heart, checking yourself. How much power of silence I have accommodated within myself. And Baba has given one more drill. And that drill is, Baba has asked, which is the topmost point of this world? When you go to the top, you can see everything. The top point, the peak point, the zenith of this world is Paramdham, Supreme Abode. So, try to go there, on and off. Time and again go to Paramdham and come back. Baba has given example that if you are walking for a long distance, even if you wait for 5 minutes, you feel okay, relieved. In the similar manner, whilst you are walking throughout the day, in between try to go to Paramdham and come back. Try to go to Paramdham, sit with Father and come back. You are his service companion, sit with him. You are his companion, sit with him. Sit with him and come back. Sit with him and come back. There is a second point in this drama and that is the confluence age. That is also a peak point. So, go to the peak point and see the entire cycle. See the entire cycle. So, this is also a drill Baba has given in this mudli. So, we have to practice this drill. In between, just think I am a confluence aged soul. I am sitting on the confluence edge. I am sitting on the top of this cycle, on this wheel. And I see everything. How this drama is going about. And then at last Baba has talked about golden morning. Golden morning. You have to bring golden morning. Golden morning has to come. Now this is the darkest part of the night. Night will go. And the light will come. Night has to. This night is not just of this entire cycle. Maybe the night of our own life. Maybe the night of our own some old samskar. Maybe the night of our own previous some habit. That will go and new light will come. Golden light will come. Golden chance you have got. Golden time it is. So bring that. And Baba has said one more thing. Your devotees are crying out, oh special deity souls, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Rahim, you are Ishtadev. So have mercy upon them. also so many titles Baba has given. We are hopes of Bab Dada's. We are lamps of Bab Dada's hope. We are the deity souls of the world. We are the ones who have silence power, catching power and touching power. We are the ones who are going to put an end to this upheaval of all the authorities, because they have become totally powerless. And all the authority which we are having, who has given us this authority? Baba himself has given us all this authority. So you do meetings, so you think about, you talk about love and this remembrance and seva. But do this remembrance means, Baba has given a new definition of remembrance. Remembrance means power of silence. Remembrance means power of silence. So we are world transformers. And nobody can help this world. So, and also Baba has 2-3 times talked about, yeah, you are the ones who have right to God's sustenance. That's why you are the only world transformers. Those people have never received God's sustenance. Paramatma Palna. They have never received. They are not adhikari. You are the ones who have this right. You alone rather have this right. They don't have. They may be Shankaracharya, Imam and Tirthankars and Buddhas or whatever. Religious founders even. But they are powerless. They do not know God. We know Him. We have received His sustenance, His power. So with this power, you transform the world. So this is in short about yesterday's recorded Murli, 18th February 2008. So the practices are checking how much silent power I am accommodating, or rather accommodate. When we talk of silence, it means that go somewhere alone and sit in silence. That is not whilst working. That time you amass this power of silence. That time you garner this power of silence. So in between, immediately self-checking, check again and again. Go to Supreme Abode and come back. Go to Confluence Age, top of the Confluence Age and come back. Go within and come back. So this internal practice, Baba has even said, Adidev became Adidev because of this incognito practice. Jagdamba he remembered, and he also remembered Dadi. Dadi also reached Karmati state just because of this practice of power of silence. 3 examples Baba has given. So let us increase this power of silence. Top of confluence is no circle, top of the cycle. That is confluence age. The entire cycle is there, as he has drawn here. The cycle is there. So these are the different ages. So you are sitting here. When you sit here, you are on the top. You can see everything now. You can see as a detached observer, as a mute spectator of entire drama. So sit here and look at everything. How things are going on. How the souls come down. How the color changes. Golden, silver, all these things. You can even imagine that the needle which is there, the hand of the clock, earlier it was golden color and now it has become silver, then it became copper and then it became iron, black. And now it has come here and it has turned into diamond. And I am sitting on that hand of clock. Here. I sit here and I see the entire cycle. You can convert this into drill. Yeah, it is same as something like that. But now this is a same thing, you cannot do the... Baba wants to give different ways, different varieties. It is the same drill, but you do it in so that you don't... That doesn't lead you towards boredom. Newness, creativity. So do it that way. So these two practices and self-checking. Om Shanti.